return. Scott has been a pleasure to work with. Although his on-court minutes are limited, his contribution to the team's success goes far beyond minutes played. His unselfish dedication to making the team better is all the more remarkable in a society where individualism reigns supreme. His coaches and teammates get to see this every day in practice. He's a great teammate. With his attitude and work ethic, success will follow Scott no matter where he goes. He is joined tonight by his parents, Robbie and Doug. Our final recognition tonight is number 20, Nate Rogoff. Nate has spent 4 years as a varsity player at Dominican University. As a point guard, he has been coached by former Dominican point guard Ryan Rooney and had the opportunity to play with Ryan Fujihara. Nate took full advantage of the opportunity to learn his position from the best. During his junior and senior seasons, Nate's development as a leader has been crucial to this team. His leadership and basketball intelligence are a major reason why the 2007-08 team is doing so well. He's another coach on the court, whether it's in practice or in games. Nate's leadership skills will serve him well wherever he goes. He is joined tonight by his family, Joanne and Jules. Your seniors, Todd Bergman, Scott Shelton, and Nate Rogoff.
Man, oh man, it is tough to see these guys go. Todd Bergman, number 40, number 33, Scott Shelton, and number 20, Nate Rogoff. And Nate and I just, not a couple weeks ago, were reminiscing about his freshman year and what an impact he had in the conference. Nate Rogoff came in with this herky-jerky motion, and he absolutely threw the guys all over the place. All right, there's a correction on the national anthem, so they're not going to do it for another 5 minutes. Five more minutes, and then the national anthem. But Rogoff and Shelton and Bergman, they're all in the house with their folks. We'll have the starting lineups for you tonight as the Penguins are taking on the Pioneer Men from PUC, and that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Penguin ladies already took care of business. And we're going to have a bunch of interesting interviews tonight on radio.dominican.edu. It's just a couple more minutes to go. Penguins in first place. Penguin men are in first place in the conference. 12-1 after a massive win at Holy Names a couple of nights ago. Penguin men, this is our final broadcast for Lefty and I. Final broadcast as Lefty and I round out our season. Our final broadcast in the home stadium in which the Penguins play their games, the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. Of course, Lefty and I will be bringing you the conference tournament starting on the 21st from Cal State East Bay. Penguin men, with a win tonight and a loss by Menlo, could clinch first place and another banner on the eastern wall, Lefty.
That would be excellent. I have very good faith in our men, and I believe they will win this game.
3 minutes and 35 seconds to go until this one gets underway, and Lefty's feeling good. And she's feeling good. She's not only feeling good, but she's feeling good about the chances of the Penguin men. I'm not sure why.
It's just one of those nights. It's senior send-off night, and nobody wants to go home on a loss, especially with such a big thing happening. There's three senior men on our Penguin team, so we want them to go home with a W, and they'll always remember the night that they were sent off as seniors. They beat the Pioneers.
Lefty, I'm getting all choked up with your words.
Aww.
But you're absolutely right. Just like Olivia Williams and Jennifer Jackson, we wanted them to have good games. Williams and Jackson both made their final shots as TUs, and tonight Rogoff, Bergman and Shelton, we want them to have great nights. Their final night of collegiate play. And maybe a night they'll always remember. I know it's a night I will always remember, Lefty, but that's because I remember every night working with you.
Oh, you're so sweet, Stuart.
You know, I really can be sometimes. Well, you
know
that.
That's true.
2.5 minutes to go, fans, until Lefty and I get this game underway. Lefty and I are the ones who determine when the games begin.
That's our special job.
That's right. We don't just call the games. We direct everything going on. You know, the Conlon Center is loaded. I'm going to say 500-plus. PUC's brought down a ton of fans. Penguin side is just packed. There's people up there with wearing the Bergman's. Let's see, we got Todd's 209ers, and all those guys are from the Black Hole. They're all dressed up. Then we have Rogoff has got his guys out there wearing the T-shirts, each with an individual letter spelling out his name, Nate. That's kind of cool. Oh, look, there's some people. There's five in a row up there that's spelling out the word Lefty. Huh. 1:30 to go, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are the official radio station at Dominican University of California, by the way. DJ Lefty is producing tonight. Stuart Horn alongside. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. We're broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu, live and worldwide, with a potential 6.5 billion people listening to this broadcast right now. I'm going to say potential 6 billion, because you got to figure 500 million people in the world don't have high-speed internet.
That's true.
Oh, I mean, so I don't know if that's
potentially
true. I assume so.
That might be true. So potentially, it's true.
All right.
So I like it. Okay.
Now we're ready for the national anthem, as A-Train is going to do it for us tonight. Anthony Braithwaite to sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the
pretty good work there from Anthony Braithwaite, also known as A-Train. And DJ Lefty, as you know, this is my favorite part.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Devine welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of PU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
And DJ Lefty. It used to just be Stuart Horn, but now DJ Lefty is alongside, and we are bringing you live PU Basketball from the Conlon Center. Thank you, coach. I love it when you introduce me. All right, DJ Lefty is producing tonight. She's pointing out the levels, making sure that we don't get too hot. Broadcasting worldwide from the Conlon Center for Pacific Union College under head coach Robert Castillo.
Our officials may work, and you
spectators may enjoy.
Hi, this is... Wait, we already heard that. How about our theme music? I wasn't so fast on the pickup, but under head coach Robert Castillo, or Castillo, I'm not sure if it's Eo. I think it's Castillo. Number 13 is Stephen Bushnell, a 5'10" junior out of Fair Oaks, California. That's up by Sacramento. Number 4 is Ryan Voss, a 6'3" junior. That is out of Sacramento. Number 21 is Benny Gibson, a 5'10 senior out of Oakland. Number 32 is Cameron Barnes, a 6'4 sophomore out of Alvarado, Texas. That's Lefty's hometown. And number 33, the top scorer, is Brandon Monty, the 6'2 sophomore from Las Flores, California. Robert Castillo, the Pacific Union College, is 1-11 in conference. Penguins are 12-1 in conference. 12-1 in first place. How sweet is that? For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tabani in his third season, he's assisted by Lee Creech and Brandon Davis, John Parker, and Jeff Stanley. Number 12 is Ari Ivintosh, a 6'2 sophomore out of Colfax. Number 20, Nate Rogoff, the senior, the 6-footer out of San Luis. Number 33, Scott Shelton, getting the start tonight, the 6'1 senior out of San Luis. Number 34, Adam Chavez, at 6'5 out of Oakland. And number 40 is Todd Bergman, a 6'7 senior out of Stockton. We're ready to go, fans. And the graduating seniors, Bergman, Rogoff, Shelton, those guys are in the middle out there with the Penguins doing the shuffle. They're all freaking out under that northern hoop. And the starting color commentary person at 6'4 is DJ Lefty off to my right. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu.
That'd be great if I was 6'4.
Now, why would that be great?
I could reach tall cabinets. That'd be pretty cool.
In a single bound.
That's true. Single bound.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of interesting guests tonight. Lefty's going to be filing those folks in and out tonight, and it's a lot of fun and frivolity. There we go. This is what I want to hear. Oh, I like the sound of that, Lefty. Now that was sweet. All right, folks, we're ready to go. As Pacific Union has sent out Cameron Barnes, the 6'4 Barnes out of Alvarado, Texas, against Adam Chavez at 6'5. Chavez, a communications major, wears number 34. Chavez is out there. Man, a lot of people with signs in the house, signs all over the place, ribbons, all kinds of stuff. And Chavez tips it out, and Bergman comes up with it. And Rogoff has it in the backcourt. We are underway with game number two. And here comes Shelton, and Shelton gives it away. It's handed to Stephen Bushnell, who takes it the distance. The rebound now is taken down by Adam Chavez. Bushnell had a clean look at the layup but couldn't do anything with it. Now Nate's got it in the backcourt. 19:35 to go. First half action. Here's a turnaround jumper by Adam Chavez. Does not go. 30 seconds into it, no score, fans. Brandon Monty's got the ball now at the top of the key. He gets it over to the left wing. Now they're outside. Long three ball by Benny Gibson. That one's missed to the right. Chavez with another rebound. That's his second in less than a minute of play. Shelton's got it now. Shelton with a bounce pass in there to Bergman. Outside, Ivintosh. Top of the key. Nate says calls for the reset. 19 minutes exactly. Nate flings it over to Ari, and it goes out of bounds.
I personally think the ref was in Ari's way, but I don't know. The refs have to stand so close to the court and on the court that sometimes they just get in the way.
All right. 19 minutes exactly, and Lefty's given Ari the benefit of the doubt on that one. Although I'm not positive, it seemed like he wasn't ready for the pass. But if Lefty's correct, then she usually is. 18:45 to go. Driving the baseline now goes Barnes. Barnes cans it for the first score of the night, sending Ivintosh to the ground. Across the middle now, here comes Rogoff, his final night of collegiate play. Rogoff brings it up, thinks about throwing it off to Shelton, but thinks again. Now they get it over to Adam. Chavez kick out, Ari, low bounce back pass. Now here's a turnaround jumper by Adam Chavez. That's good for two. 18:18 to go. 2-2, fans, first half. Pacific Union's 1-11 in conference. They're playing. The peg was pretty tough. Here goes a long three ball by Monty. No. Another rebound Chavis. Gets it off to Nate. Shelton on the jumper. Oh, Shelton's a little bit deep. Thought Shelton had that one. And over to the right side now goes Brandon Monty. Monty, kick out, left side. They get it off to Gibson. Gibson gets in there. He drives the lane. He hands it off at the last instant to Barnes. Barnes can't do anything with it. Penguins down with it. Ari, right side. Back up to Nate between the circles on the right. He drifts right. He's looking for a place to put it. He gets it to Adam. Chavis, left side. Chavis off the glass again. 4-2, Penguins. 17:24 to go, fans. Bringing it up is Gibson. He kicks off right side, Monty. Now back to the top of the key, Bushnell. Bushnell goes right side. Bushnell backs up now. Now they go into the right corner. They get it off to Voss. Now another long three ball by Gibson. Gibson must be good at those threes. Not that he's made any so far, but that's what he keeps firing. The Penguins come down with it. Here's the runner by Rogoff, and they can seduce. And 16:57 to go, and the Penguins are jacked 6-2.
Adam Chavis is seriously doing a lot of work tonight.
Chavis already has 4 rebounds and 4 points.
Wow.
The other two scored by Rogoff. And the Penguins, you're right, the Penguins are looking pretty good. Led by Chavis on senior send-off night. The Penguins would love to go 13-1 tonight.
Are noisemakers allowed in the Conlon Rec Center?
You know, noisemakers are, I believe. You can't have snare drums, though. I remember years ago when the Penguin fans would bring drums into the crowd and then the NAIA-sanctioned referees would have to stop the proceedings as Chili the Penguin is in the house and Chili is throwing T-shirts into the crowd. Chili the Penguin's got a pretty good wing.
He should play baseball.
That was a Penguin joke, Lefty. You didn't even roll your eyes at it or anything.
I see. I'm trying to let it go, Stuart.
16:57. All right. So we're going to have guests tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun and frivolity, and it's all going to happen on radio.dominican.edu. As we describe the proceedings, Lefty and myself on the way. Three ball goes up by Cameron Barnes. No. Penguins back down with it right side. Ari Ivintosh. Ivintosh goes between the legs. Now Nate, who just scored the last deuce for the mighty Dominicans. Bergman drives the lane. Bergman goes up. Bergman gets it to fall left-handed. Bergman's pump. 8-2 with 16:23 to go.
It seems like it should be a higher scoring game because the game's going by so fast. Everybody's so quick.
We're almost 4 minutes into it. You're absolutely right. Penguin women dominated tonight earlier. Absolutely dominated. The final night of play for Jennifer Jackson and Olivia Williams. Now Bergman gets it tipped out, and they get tied up with Rogoff. And Rogoff is not able to steal it back away, but he causes just enough trouble that Ivintosh gets the rebound. Rogoff broke that one up. Now Rogoff throws it the length of the court, and it goes out of bounds off of Brandon Monty. Monty is the top scorer for Pacific Union, the 6'2" sophomore out of Las Flores, California. 15:51 to go, fans. 8-2, Penguins on top. So Nate's going to bring it in on the short side, sideline. About even with the hoop. Indoors, long ball. Ari, three ball! Ivintosh! After a sweet three. Sorry about that.
Was that the first three of the night for the guys?
I think it was.
Okay.
15:43 to go. I think I'd remember one. We've only been underway for four hours. 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Left side now. Gibson thinking that three ball again. He drives inside. He's got Shelton all in his face. Shelton just said no. Gibson couldn't get it even close. And Nate's down with it. Now Nate has it stripped away. Now right, left. Monty on the way. Oh, Adam Chavis with a massive rejection. And now a late whistle. No whistle. I think it was a noisemaker. Ari with the jumper. Softly, no. Bergman down with it. One bounce. Bergman thinking about going back up with it. Shelton wants to go three ball, no. Reset, Shelton's got it right wing. Low bounce pass, Bergman. Bergman bumps up against his guy, slams it in left-handed, nothing. Hauled down now by Voss. 11-2, inside of 15. Back across the middle is Bushnell. Here comes Gibson, he gives it over right side to Monty. Monty with three bounces, very slowly. Softly to Bushnell, a back outside, Voss. Voss thinks about it. Here goes Gibson, three ball on the way from 100 miles, in and out. That's three from Gibson on the same left wing three-ball shot. He hasn't gotten any of them close. Oh, here's Ari after the perfect feed by Nate. Ivan Tosh off the baseline, left side. 14-23 to go. The Penguins are dominating in the first half. 13-2. Pacific Union scored the first bucket of the night, and since then, the Penguins unanswered 13. 14-10 to go. Left side now. Voss has got it in the corner. Voss has too many Penguin wings in his face. Here goes the left side by Monty. Can't get it to fall. And down with it again is Adam Chavis and a whistle. Timeout called by the Penguins. You're not driving a red Volkswagen Jetta, are you, Lefty?
I don't have a car, Stuart.
Okay, because the lights are on. They just announced. And whoever belongs to that red Jetta is Chili the Penguin has stormed out onto the floor to throw the TU T-shirts into the crowd. Those are courtesy of T&B Sports, by the way, fans. And T&B Sports brings you this timeout. T&B Sports since 1946. Proud sponsor of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Right down there on 4th Street in San Rafael, T&B Sports. You can find them on the web at tnbsports.com. 13:53 to go. DJ Lefty to my right. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Boy, T&B Sports kicked a lot of T-shirts into tonight's festivities. Every time there's a timeout, not Lefty, but Chili runs out onto the court and throws a bunch of T-shirts in the crowd. If Lefty did, well, they might be DU Radio T-shirts. Ryan Trammell's coming to the game now. He's out there along with Nate, Shelton, and Bergman, and Ari. 13:48 to go. Halftime extravaganza coming up now in 13 and a half. Here's Nate Rogoff. He's got it left side. Trammell, right side. Shelton to Bergman. Bergman steps around his guy. That's Voss. No, he can't get it to go. That's Aaron Reniker who's come in against Bergman. And Reniker comes down with it. Now they go Barnes on the right wing with Nate all in his face. Here's Andrew Webster who's come in, the 6'3" freshman. Now they get it back off to Manny Gonzalez. Gonzalez drives it in. No, he gets it off to Monty who drives home from the lane. No, Ryan down with it, 13-10. Here's Nate thinking three ball. Oh, Nate threw it away and it goes out of play off of Brandon Monty with 13:04 to go. Went into the scorer's table. 13-2, the DU is dominating in the first half. Pacific Union playing the Penguins pretty tough into the backcourt. But they're just not scoring. They're getting a lot of shots off. Not shots, the shots. Here's Nate, goes left, goes right. Here's the long jumper by Shelton. Oh, Shelton buries the three ball on his final night of collegiate play. 16-2, Shelton hammers home the long three from downtown. 12:40 to go, Shelton. A good play there. Scotty. All right, left wing now. Gonzalez has got it. They're keeping it on the left side. All on the hard stuff. Here's a long jumper. Goes up by Gonzalez. No. Penguins down with it. Nate's got it. Gonzalez fought the hard part of the Penguin key work there. And instead of getting it off to the soft side, up and under goes Bergman. Bergman's rejected, but not without a whistle. Wells and Flack getting ready to come in. Two shots coming up. The foul is against Reniker. It's the first foul, Lefty, in almost 8 minutes of play.
Wow. That's very, very, I don't know. It's usually for guys, they're at least in one or two fouls by now, but that's okay.
Bergman cans that one. With a majestic arc as Rogoff heads out and Shelton heads out and Wells and Flack have come in for the mighty Dominicans. 17-2, the Penguins on top of 17-point unanswered roll. On the way, Bergman makes that one 18-2 as the PUC fans are shrieking to miss it in Bergman's backstroke, but unflappable Todd knocks it down. PUC gets into the middle now. Oh, driving the lane very violently was Cameron Barnes. Barnes goes up left side and draws a foul. First team foul committed by the Mighty Penguins. with 12:02 to go, and that was against Ryan Trammell.
I think Pacific Union is tired of not being able to get anything but to go down. They've only got 2 points on the board, and it's 8 minutes into it.
Speaking of which, Cameron Barnes goes to the line and has the ball rest on the rim as Havlicek is getting ready to come in for the Penguins. And it does not fall. And this one's deep and doesn't go. But they pull it back down. And Barnes has got it. And Barnes goes right and left against Wells. And he tries to get around Wells. And no bucket. The shot went down. But prior to that, he was whistled for a walk. Havlicek's in there for Bergman. Bergman with some great work there. Bergman in his final night of collegiate play with some superb work. Shelton with a big three bomb. Dropping the biggie, 18-2. Penguins still unanswered. Man, oh man. Here goes Wells, left side, over to Ari on the drop-off. Ari now drifts outside. Ari getting slammed out by Gonzalez. Ari, boy, you just can't phase Ari to Havlicek. Now a walk. And they give the ball back to PUC. After Havlicek got it, he foot faked and then he switched feet. Before he foot faked again. And that gives the ball back to the Pioneer men. 18:27 to go. And now the Pioneers can't get anything to fall. 11:11 to go. And now Alistair Flax got it out on the left wing. They get it outside to Phil Havlicek. Havlicek goes in after it. Oh, man, it's tipped out by Andrew Webster. Webster can't get anything as Alistair Flack comes up with the low bounce pass on the jumper. Ooh, the turnaround by Ryan Trammell doesn't go. 18-2 with 10:55 to go, fans. Timeout has been called by PUC. And our first special guest tonight, as promised, fans, is George Sagigi. Do I have that right, George?
You got it correct.
George Sagigi, folks, out of T&B Sports. George was instrumental in helping us negotiate our three-year contract with Adidas Athletics. Appreciate that, George. Good work.
Our pleasure to help out.
He's also donated the T-shirts that been flying into the crowd this evening. Of course, we mentioned that. And it says here, you're a sports nut, really enjoy basketball, and, of course, DU Athletics.
Always.
Now, tell us about what's going on down there at T&B Sports.
T&B, we're right in the throes of Little League season, trying to get all that stuff taken care of. Working with a lot of the youth little leagues here in Marin County and across the Bay Area.
You know, Lefty, you didn't know this, but when I was about, in my first grade picture at San Pedro School, I'm wearing a Chargers shirt that I bought, well, my mother bought for me, at T&B Sports on 4th Street.
1946, we've been able to service a lot of people like that.
They're right down there on 4th Street, fans. They're still in the same place. And you can find them on the web, of course, at TNB.com. We have George Sagigi in the opulent broadcasting area here. Our luxury box, any way you look at it, George. Complete with carpeting.
I agree.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for handing out all those T-shirts, too. How many did you bring down?
500? We brought down 48 T-shirts today.
All right,
today.
48 T-shirts. That's pretty
Hopefully
good.
Hopefully they won't kill each other trying to get one.
Yeah, they were really fighting for those. Now we're back underway, fans. George, please hang around for a few minutes. 10:48 to go. I have many more questions for you, sir. Now over to the left side. Pioneers have the ball. They work the outside. Andrew Webster gets it outside for the long three ball to Manny Gonzalez. Can't get it to fall. Penguins down with it. Right side, Ryan. Ryan brings it up now. They get it over to Wells at the top of the key. Wells picks up a screen from Havlicek. He goes over to the baseline. Here's Flack. Uh-oh. Flack almost throws it in the backcourt, and he does. There's going to be a whistle. And there is as the backcourt penalty after it got through the fingers of Havlicek. Alistair Flack threw it a little bit hard. Shout out to David and Teguin Flack listening in Melbourne, Australia, where, you, as you know, Lefty, it's tomorrow afternoon down there. But the Flack's parents listen religiously. So it's like we're going to the future, sort of. 10:22 to go, 18-2. The Penguins on top of this one. George Sagigi is in the house, sitting in with Lefty and I on tonight, senior send-off night. Of course, T&B Sports, sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. That's why George is down here talking to us a little bit, giving us a few minutes. Oh, three ball goes up by Andrew Webster. No good. Penguins down with it after Ryan with another rebound. 10 minutes exactly. 18-2. The Penguins are on an 18-point unanswered roll. As Pat Fahey has entered the game for the first time tonight. Ryan's got it. On the way, Ryan softly, no. Back down with, oh, Ryan almost got his own rebound, but instead it's pulled down by Aaron Reniker, the 6'3" freshman out of SACTO, into the corner, beyond the corner, as it's heaved across the court by Cameron Barnes into the Penguin bench with 9:42 to go. Brett Tavani's up on his feet, and Alistair Flack is going to bring it up. Flack wants to bring the ball in, but he has no Penguin in the backcourt. So Havlicek retreats into the backcourt, and Alistair Flack does bring it in and then bring it up. Now Ryan over to Fahey, thinking three ball. Fahey thinks better of it. And Alistair Flack with 9.5 to go is going to reset. Flack goes right side to Wells. On the outside of the wheels. Wells with a whistle on the way. And foul is called against Benny Gibson. Second team foul committed by the Pioneers. That one was on Gibson. His first, the 5'10 senior out of Oakland is Gibson. Penguins are going to have it on the short end. Right under the hoop. There's Wells. He's got 5 seconds to get it in. Turnaround jumper. Phil Havlicek. No. Oh, Havlicek lets out a yell with 9:20 to go. Boy, what a clean look he had. Tavani hasn't left his feet yet, and the Penguins are on an 18-point roll. Unanswered. 9:13 to go, fans. Penguins now on defense. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard from our right to left. As DJ Lefty and George looks down along with me. From the opulent broadcasting area here as we look down on center court. From way up here in the luxury box. Way up here as we look right down in the center of in the area of play. 8:59 to go. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan. From the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu from Dominican University of California. Now the Penguins on offense. A low bounce pass from Havlicek to Trammell. And a whistle, but no indication of what it was. They're just going to give it to the Pioneers. Did you catch that, Lefty?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a clean pass, and I didn't see anybody shoving anybody else, so
3 seconds.
I don't know.
3 seconds in the key.
3 seconds.
All right.
Well, you are very observant.
George
Segeek,
well, he says he loves basketball.
Ah. Obviously.
Next time I miss it, George, just step right in. 8.5 to go, 18-2. And that could be very soon, likely. Reniker now has it on the right wing, thinks three ball on the way, missed it right. Ryan comes down with it, flips it off to Alistair Flack, and Flack will bring it up left side. Quickly now to Wells. Wells with a two-footed jump stop. 8:15 to go, first half action. Penguins in control. Havlicek's got it. He fires it over to Fahey. Three ball on the way straight away. Oh, Fahey missed it a little bit left. And the rebound now by Webster. Webster passes it off to Gibson. Gibson's on the left wing. Gibson flips it back over to Barnes. Barnes has Fahey all over him, so he has nowhere to go with a low bounce pass indoors. Reniker steps back out. Gibson on the way. Three ball. Uh-oh, Gibson finally got one to fall from the left side. I think that's 1-for-5, Lefty, on the three balls from that exact place. 18-5, and that's the first time in almost 13 minutes that the Pioneers have scored. Gibson's three ball there. So it's 18-5, and the Penguins throw it away. 360 runner by Reniker. And Penguin ball after Reniker must have walked with it. That was a lot of steps in during that 360. He's getting closer to 540.
I think he was just running down the court without dribbling the ball.
He was just running.
Yep.
And there wasn't a lot of dribbling accompanying it.
No.
7.5 to go, fans. 18-5. Lefty off to my right. Penguins have scored one team. They've scored one team foul. That's right. They've only committed one team foul. They've had three against them, little old Penguins. Check it, that's the fourth, and the second against Gibson. Gibson just canned that big, long three bomb a minute ago. Play basketball, George?
I did in high school.
And did you go to Center Fell?
I went to Sarah High School in San Mateo.
All right, Sarah High. Sarah High's got a lot of...
They do indeed.
A lot of alumni.
My name isn't on that list, but I proudly call it home.
Michael Wells, who was the recipient of that foul, goes to the line and cans the first one, 19-5. And were you a starter?
I was at freshman in JV.
All right. 20-5 is the score after Wells cans them both. Wow, we have a real basketball player in the house with us, Lefty. That's pretty good. That's why he picked up that 3 seconds in the key thing. All right, now the Penguins are back on defense after Wells cans both of them. And then did you quit playing your junior year, or you went to varsity and went to the bench?
No, I actually stepped down my junior year and tried to come back as a senior, but was unsuccessful.
Yeah, that's tough to do when you take a year off. Uh-oh, now a fading away, buckling jumper from the right baseline by Cameron Barnes. Cans it from 14 and a half feet. Boy, that was a nice jumper there. 20-7. You have a jump shot like that one, George?
Unfortunately, no.
6.5 to go, fans, in the first half. And, of course, at halftime, Lefty and I will bringing you, as per usual, the halftime extravaganza after Havlicek buries a deuce from very close range. 6:20 to go. 22-7. Penguins comfortably in control of this on senior send-off night as Adam Chavis and his brother Ray Chavis prepare to come in the game. And this ball ends up in the sixth row of the grandstands. And so, Lefty. So, remember, going to TMB Sports, my mother said, what do you want? You can have anything you want. And I wanted to go to TMB Sports, and I bought a San Diego Chargers shirt, and I'm wearing it in my first grade photo.
Wow.
I still have that shirt. 6:10 to go, 22-7. That part's not true, but wearing it in my first grade photo is true. I always remember going to TMB Sports.
Well, I was going to say that I wouldn't be surprised if you still had it after all that time.
Well,
we saw good stuff.
Testimony to the quality athletic wear of TMB Sports. Oh, here's a long three ball going up against the clock. Cameron Barnes can't get it. I think he was 112 feet away. That was kind of a long three. 5:45 to go. The Penguins are still comfortably in control by 15. As we're coming up on 5.5, Fahey's got it. Uh-oh, Fahey had it stolen away for an instant. Over to Ray. Three ball on the way from the right side. Oh, Ray's short. Taken down by Adam. Chavis thinking about going back up. No foul. Voss had both arms in Chavis' head. Tabani shaking his head. He can't believe it. 5:23 to go.
I think we're all shaking our head about that one.
Yeah. It looked to me like Adam Chavis was fouled three times in that one series. No whistles. 22-7, though. The Penguins are in control. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. George Segigi's in the house. Starter is freshman and sophomore years at Sarah High. And everybody's heard of Sarah High.
Teammate of Barry Bonds.
Truly?
Truly.
In what sport?
Baseball.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Bonds played a year of basketball.
He played 4 years of basketball, but he was 2 years younger than me.
No kidding. It's very interesting. Here's a long jumper left side. How was his basketball game? That long jumper by Barnes, no good. Penguins down with it. Here goes Adam Chavis. He slapped again. I want to hear that, George, but I've got to keep this fast play going. Here goes the left side and the kick out to Gonzalez. Now they get it to Voss in a walk. George Segigi saw that one before the whistle even came. How was Bonds?
Barry was a great athlete. Basketball, baseball. He even played football 1 year.
Wow.
He could have been good at anything.
Pretty decent baseball player. What are your feelings on Bond's career? I'd say he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time, if not the greatest.
I would have a hard time arguing with that. What he does on the field is fantastic.
Absolutely. And here goes a long three ball by Adam Chavis, and it just rattles in. He just got it there. Boy, that was close to being short, but it just took a dead ball kick and fell home. 25-7. Chavis on a scoring roll as Kevin Kruger prepares to come in. On the next timeout or the next foul, 25-7. Here's Voss in the corner. Oh, what a shot by Chavis. Boy, that was pure. Have you been out to any DU games, George, so far this year?
First one.
All right. Voss on the way. Missed it left. Oh, man. Under the hoop. Adam got twisted up with Manny Gonzalez at 5'9". Chavis at 6'5". And Chavis is called for the foul. Penguin men are in first place. I bet you knew that.
I did know that. And I got a big game next week against Menlo College, which I think I'll be in attendance for.
Yeah, that's going to be down at Menlo.
Correct.
Okay. This is the final home game of the season.
That's down in my neck of the woods.
Oh, okay. Great. You commute all the way up to 4th Street?
I do.
What do you do for TMB Sports? You own the place?
No, I wish.
Okay.
I'm an outside sales rep.
Oh, all right. Great. So then you're hitting all the colleges and all the Little League. There's a long three ball by Manny Gonzalez from the left wing. So you go around all the different Little League...
Little Leagues, high schools.
Uh-huh.
Travel teams.
How long you been with TMB?
2.5 years.
All right. How is it over there?
It's very good.
25-10 fans as Chavis drives the baseline. Oh, Chavis throws it away. Uncharacteristically, as Stephen Bushnell comes up with it after Chavis dumped it right in his lap. Left side, here's another three ball by Gonzalez. Oh, it's a little bit short, and it's taken down by Kruger. Coming up on 3 minutes, fan, as Adrian Valderrama has entered the game. He's out there with Ray Chavis, Pat Fahey, Kruger, and Adam Chavis. Valderrama goes top of the key now to Fahey. Left side, Ray. Three ball on the way. Left wing. Oh, in and out. And taken down by Kruger. Back over to Ray. Drives the lane. It's stolen away. Brandon Monty comes up with it. And there's the jumper and the put away. All right, George, it's been great having you.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you so much for everything, the sponsorship, and sitting in with us tonight. It's been great.
It's my pleasure.
George Tagigi, folks, from TMB Sports down there on 4th Street. You can find him on the web at TMB.com. We have another guest coming in. All right, that was great. George Tagigi. 2:36 to go, 25-12. Valderrama goes left wing now to Adam. Here's a jumper by Chavis, in and out. 2.5 to go. Now the Penguins are on defense after Chavis missed the long three ball. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go, 25-12. Halftime extravaganza coming up. We have another guest before the halftime gets going. And now driving in the baseline is Bushnell. He gives it away. Ray comes up with it. Now Adrian Valderrama, left side. Valderrama goes left, right. Oh, Valderrama tried to kick it off to Kruger, but he gave it away. Brandon Monty goes coast to coast. Check it. That was Barnes. And Barnes slams into Ray Chavis. Sends Ray Chavis to the floor. 25-12, 1:55 to go. Ray Chavis has the fans in the crowd. We have an absolutely loaded house here at the Conlon Center tonight. By far the biggest crowd on hand. As Chili the Penguins getting ready to go back out on the floor and throw more T-shirts into the crowd. Ray's got it as it was handed off by Adrian. Now a low bounce pass to Kruger on the left elbow. Back over to Ray. Oh, Ray with a head fake, thinking three. Ray with a runner. Oh, Chavis off the glass. 27-12 with 1.5 to go. 27-12, fans. The Penguins have committed two. I don't know what you're pointing at. Talk to me.
That paper in your hand.
Oh,
give
yeah.
Give it to me.
All right. Well, all right. I know this is Vicky Sidley.
Oh, good. I was just going to tell
Vicky Sidley,
you.
Excuse me. I knew that. Here's Voss. She's got it in the right wing. Vicky Sidley. That was my mistake. Here's Kruger with a steal. Kruger dumps it off to Fahey. Left side. Fahey with the layup. Vicky Sidley from Hatha Yoga. Vicky teaches a class every Wednesday from 12:15 to 1:15 in the multipurpose room, Lefty. She's also adjunct faculty for our newly created PE program right here at DU and teaches yoga to students. So, Vicky, you and I are both faculty here at DU. 46 seconds to go. Vicky, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
And now, how long have you been a yoga person?
I've been practicing yoga about 30 years.
30 years. And where are you from? You have such a lovely accent.
Thank you. I was born in South Africa of an American mother and a South African father. Grew up there.
And 30 years, so you started, what, when you were two?
Oh, you're so sweet.
She's a yoga expert. She's also on the faculty here, our newly created PE program. Vicky Sidley, sorry for calling you Sidley. Sometimes I make mistakes, but I try and get it right. 36 seconds. I see you've met Lefty, my lovable color commentary lady. Left side now. Valderrama's got it. I want to talk to you about yoga. I got to get some yoga going in my life. Here's Fahey with the low bounce pass and the turnaround. Jumper to Havlicek goes down off the glass. 20 seconds to go. 31-12. So 30 years. And you were born in South Africa. How long? When did you come over?
Actually, about 30 years ago.
Ah, all right. And anything, any coincidental? Here's a 4 seconds to go with the last shot on the glass. The clock doesn't stop. The clock didn't stop. Any coincidence when you came over to America?
I've been doing it so long that I've lost count. I actually started yoga before I came to this country. So I've been doing it more than 30 years, something like 35 years.
Now, is there any religious aspect to it for you in your life? Like, are you connected in any way to some Eastern philosophies or religion?
No, of course they interest me, but I would say that the practice of yoga definitely has a spiritual component. But it's universal. It's available to anyone, regardless of age or particular religious beliefs. It's, in fact, available to anyone.
Vicky Sidley is our guest at halftime as Lefty and I bring you the halftime extravaganza. 31-15 is the halftime score. The Penguin cheerleaders are taking the floor. And there's all kinds of things going on tonight besides senior send-off night. There's just a ton of sponsors in the house of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. There's tons of giveaways going, and fans are still one half of a basketball game to go. If you're in the area, you'd like to come down, and Penguins are on top, 31-15, pretty much in total control of this one. And so, Vicki, tell us about the PE program, the newly created PE program, of which you're a part here at DU.
Thanks. Yes, it's a one-credit course, and it runs for 5 weeks, twice a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're just about four classes into it, with six to go. The same will be run in the fall. It's fairly rigorous, which is quite different to the lunchtime classes that I teach. It gets progressively more difficult as the weeks go along. Hopefully, the students will be improving as we go along. In fact, one of my students was on the girls team tonight, and she came to me and she said that she's jumping higher since she's been taking yoga.
Uh-huh. And who was that? Do you remember?
Jennifer Jackson.
Oh, well, JJ is also a star athlete on the, not only basketball, she's the fastest player on the basketball team, if not in the entire conference. And she's always been great. She's also a star on the soccer team, as you probably know.
Yes.
But that's amazing. And Jennifer Jackson says it must be true because she is a fantastic athlete.
I noticed.
And yeah, how does she hold up in class? Pretty well?
Yeah, pretty well.
Okay. Now, what about DJ Lefty getting into your class? What about that?
DJ Lefty would be welcome.
All right. That's nice. Thank you very much. As the stats have just arrived, fans. All right, Vicki Sidley. She was born in South Africa, came over 30 years ago, and since then it's been nothing but yoga.
That's not true. I actually was part of corporate America for a good 20 of those 30 years.
I see.
I was a graphic designer and an art director. But I've dedicated my life to yoga in the last 10 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, Lefty, what do you think? You might join up next semester? Perhaps.
Maybe.
Let me speak on your behalf.
Maybe.
I'm thinking about it right now, but just listening, it's making me scared. If Jennifer Jackson is jumping higher, you must be working her pretty hard. Because she already jumped pretty high.
Well, we do jumps in class.
Oh.
That's part of the regimen.
So a lot of cardio.
There is some cardio, certainly, and a lot of stretching, and a lot of focusing, meditation is part of it.
Wow, I love it. All right, Vicki. Well, thank you very much for sitting in with us. It's been great having you. Lefty and I are going to take a short break. We'll be back with the rest of the halftime extravaganza and all the stats right here on radio.dominican.edu. It is coming up, what do you think, Lefty, in about 6 minutes?
Just about.
All right. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Am I glad you brought that to my attention. 19:05 to go, fans, after Adam Chavez was on the line, 34-15. Adam Chavez was fouled after making a tremendous bucket. It was actually on the way to the tremendous bucket. Uh-oh, here's a three ball by Benny Gibson. Now Gibson hits that big three. He tried It took him four tries to get one in the first half, and then he got it, and now he's got another one. That's two in a row for Gibson. 18:35 to go. Here's Shelton, left wing. Bergman thinking about it. Bergman off to Ari. Ari comes off his feet, no whistle. Ari has it stripped away. And they're, who are they going to give it to? The foul is... It's called on Stephen Bushnell. I didn't even see Bushnell as a part of that play, but I guess he was. Ari was right in front of us when the whistle blew. I was looking at somebody else, and now a whistle, now a reset on the shot clock. 18:28. Refs are right on top of that. Inbounds now to Shelton. Shelton gets it over to Nate between the circles. Ari with the long jumper right side. Oh, Ivan Tosh! Ivan Tosh knocks down the tray ball. 37-18. Ivan Tosh continues to rock and roll. 18-13. Penguins on top. Penguin women did a great job earlier. Why did I just lose sound? 37-18.
You're so loud.
Coming, 18, coming up on 18 minutes. On the way, Gibson. Oh, my goodness. Benny Gibson just knocked it down from 26 and a half. Right wing, Gibson pounds at home another one. That's three in a row. Seventeen forty-three to go, fans. 37-21. Penguins are on top. Plenty of room, no problem. And the Penguins now, from Adam Chavis, is able to knock one down. Check it, that was Nate Rogoff with the deuce. 39-21. Nate cans another one on his final night of collegiate play. Oh, Gibson falls down. Okay, left wing goes Bushnell for three. No, down with it, Bergman. Over to Rogoff. Rogoff's got it, 39-21. 17:02 to go. Nate across the middle. Now he's between the circles. Turnaround jumper. Adam Chavis on the way. No. Benny Gibson knocks it down. Now Adam Chavis gets in the way of it, but Bushnell's able to hold on to it. Brandon Monty now. Kick out. Bushnell on the way. Oh, brother. Another three ball. 39-24. All of a sudden, PUC's raining three balls. 16:35 to go, fans, in the second half. 39-24. To go. Penguins are on top. Ari Ivantosh has got it on the left wing. Now Bergman's got it indoors. Oh, man, now they get it down low. They work it. Adams got it right side, softly on the way. Oh, Chavis falling away. The putback, Ari is good. No, that was... Yeah, that was Ari. I didn't know if it was Ivan Tosh or Shelton. I knew one of them put it down. 41-24. We're coming up on 16 exactly. No team fouls committed by the Penguins. Two committed by the Pioneers. 15:55 to go. Uh-oh, they get it indoors. And the slam jam by Cameron Barnes. Barnes is fed perfectly under the hoop. No Penguins anywhere near him. And he got the two-handed put down. Man, oh man, he slammed that one in there. 15:39 to go, 41-26. Our next guest is making her way. Here goes Ivan Tosh for three. Ari Ivan Tosh buries the tray ball to answer. Penguins up, 44-26, 15:27 to go. The clock rolls. Bushnell across the middle. Now he drifts over to the right side. He flips it left to Voss. Now in the corner, Gibson on the way for three. No. Gibson working on three in a row, and down with it is Adam Chavis. He hands it off to Nate Rogoff, who fires it up to Ari Ivan Tosh. Left side, Ivan Tosh, too much glass. Tipped out, Bushnell has it. Inbounds, Shelton, one bounce. Shelton tries to hand it off to Bergman, but Bergman gives it away to Barnes. Barnes flips it up to Gibson, three and three. Gibson goes between the legs. Left, right, Gibson. Now he's got Bushnell out between the circles. Softly, Bushnell works his way in. Oh, and Nate Rogoff got a hand on it. The turnaround jumper by Bushnell goes down from the baseline. 44-28 with 14:45 to go. Here comes Nate. Right side, Rogoff. Softly. Rogoff, right side. Shelton. Shelton had a big three and a nice deuce in the first half. Shelton almost has it stripped away, and in fact, it does go. Voss steals it. Gibson flings it up the course. Up the court, Monty's got it. Brandon Monty goes left and right, double dribble. No whistle's been called. I think it was on Ari.
Nate Rogoff.
All right, first team foul called against Nate Rogoff. as Ryan Trammell's going to re-enter the game in place of Todd Bergman. Bergman's final night of collegiate play. Bergman recognized in the pregame ceremony tonight with his folks, getting the pictures taken out in the Conlin Center with the coach. Pat Fahey gets ready to come in. 14:27 to go. Under the short side, Pacific Union brings it in. Bushnell's got it between the circles. He bounces it a couple times. He goes right side. Now working the outside of the wheel, Bushnell again. 27 on the shot, left wing. Now they get it over to Reniker. Reniker, oh, I thought Reniker was looking for Gibson, but it ends up in Bushnell. Reniker now outside Bushnell. He drives in. They get it down low and tipped out by Ryan Trammell. 14:07 to go as Fahey re-enters in place of Adam Chavez. Pacific Union's going to bring it in now. Stephen Bushnell, the 5'10 junior out of Fair Oaks. Lefty, you know where Fair Oaks is?
Sure.
It's up there by Sacramento. 14:07
okay.
to go.
Well, now I know.
44:28. You're our resident geographical expert, aren't you?
Only with Google Maps.
Okay. Now Nate gets a rebound after the jumper goes by Cameron Barnes. No good. Barnes, a 6'4" sophomore. He's out of Alvarado, Texas. So Nate's got it. He goes between the legs. No look pass right side. Shelton's got it on the wing. Shelton wants to work it into Ryan. He does so. Down low. Back over to Ari with the runner. Ari has it stripped away by Gibson. 13:38 to go. Across the middle quickly. Cameron Barnes out left side. Gibson, three ball on the way. Oh, Gibson can't get it to fall. But down with it was Ryan Trammell. Good rebound. 44-28. 13.5 to go. Ari thinks about three. Matt Ferreira gets ready to come in for the Penguins. Indoors, Fahey on the left elbow. Can't get it to fall. Well, he doesn't want to do it. Here's Shelton for three. Oh, Shelton missed it a little tiny bit left. Rebound now. Cameron Barnes brings it up the right side. Barnes got it between the circles now. Back over to Gibson. Penguin bench and fans. The place is packed. They're demanding on defense. Demanding for defense. Penguins are way up in this one. 44-28. Here's Gibson. He drives the lane. No whistle. Man, I thought he came off his feet there for an obvious travel. But nobody else caught it. If Lefty didn't yell out travel, it couldn't have been on travel. Here's Brandon Monty for three. Down with it, Pat Fahey. Just missed it a little bit short. 12:42 to go. Here's Nate. He brings it up and then slows things down. Nate's yelling out something. He wants to reset. He's got Gibson against him. He drifts over to the left side. Here's Ari back over to Ryan on the left wing. Now Fahey's got it stripped away. Fahey, and a foul is committed by Brandon Monty. So the Penguins are now going to bring in Ferreira and Kruger. Kruger in place of Ivintosh and Shelton out. Shelton getting a lot of quality minutes tonight with 12:28 to go. Penguins are going to have it on the short side sideline. Eastern wall. Oh, this one's tipped out. Stolen away as Kruger tried to bring it in. Brandon Monty stole it. Oh, not, what was that? Monty pinched it between his leg and his wrist. And then he tried to pass it off, and then he bounced it a couple times more.
I was wondering what the heck he was doing.
I don't know what he was doing there. Our next esteemed guest is in place. Is this Paula Allen?
Yes, it
Paula,
is.
Are you? Is this Paula? Are you down there?
Yes, I'm right here.
You're here in the luxury box.
I am.
Here at the opulent broadcasting area on the eastern wall.
Yes, it's from an exciting game.
Yes, from which Lefty and I call all of the home games. Worldwide, by the way. Oh, the turnaround jumper by Paula. Not by Paula. Paula has a good turnaround jumper right here, but that was by Ryan Trammell. He missed it. And now Gibson's got it. He drives to the lane. Left side. Oh, a good give. Over to Barnes. Barnes can't get it to go. Fahey holds the hands up. 44-28. So, Paula, you're with the Mechanics Bank.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm down on 4th Street, 4th and Luton. And we have been in San Rafael for about 10 years now.
And, Paula, this is absolutely no joke. My family's been with Mechanics Bank in the East Bay for about 45 years now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, Mechanics Bank's over 100 years old, started in Richmond.
That's right. And you guys are at 904 4th Street, isn't that right?
Yes, we are.
And on the web, you can find them at mechbank.com.
That's right, www.
And I know we've encouraged a lot of BU students over the years as we have a timeout in the proceedings, fans, to stop by and become a part of the Mechanics Bank family. As you mentioned, started, boy, I wish I could pull out the name. What was the name of the family that started?
The Downer family.
The Downers. Eddie Downer.
That's right, Mr. Downer.
How's that for knowledge?
Yes.
Okay,
Mr.
my
Downer.
Family's been with Mechanics Bank 45 years, Lefty.
That is great.
And I've been
That's
a Mechanics
great.
Bank customer since I was 23. So that's 20 years exactly.
Oh, good. So you'll have to come down and visit us at the San Rafael branch.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm still on the McDonald Avenue branch.
Oh, good for you.
I was at 36 and McDonald for 15 years, and I just left it there.
Well, I just joined the bank a few months ago. I'm very happy to be with the Mechanics Bank.
All right. Well, you get my personal endorsement, and that ain't no lie. After 20 years myself, my dad is 25 more, so 45 years my family with Mechanics Bank. And Eddie Downey Jr., wasn't he the guy that started the whole thing?
Yes,
or was it Senior?
Mr. Downer Senior.
Oh, Downer. Eddie Downer.
Senior.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said Downey. Well, who was I thinking
Downer.
Of?
Downer.
I don't know who I
he
was
thinking. He still calls every employee on their birthday. Over 600 employees calls them on their birthday.
Yes. And you have just the one branch here in San Rafael?
We have the one branch in San Rafael, but we're also in Richmond, Oakland, San Francisco. Yes.
Yeah, you guys are all over the place, and it started right there in little old Richmond, down on 9th and McDonald. Isn't that right?
I'm not sure about that.
I think I'm pretty close.
Originally, it was called the Bank of Pinole, and then the Mechanics Bank.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that building still stands.
Yep.
Right there on McDonald Avenue.
And you also should come down and see our Point Richmond branch in the train station. That's something we just moved into, and it's really nice to see. Beautiful branch.
All right. Paula Allen, mm-hmm. folks. From the Mechanics Bank is our special guest tonight as Senior Send-Off Night continues.
Well, thank
we're back
you
underway.
For inviting us.
Well, no, please stay with us for a few more minutes. It's an awesome game. The Penguins on top, 44-28.
Yep.
Here's a long three ball goes off by, who was it? That was Gibson again from the right wing. You didn't get that one to fall. So Gibson had a strong run in the middle there with a lot of three balls. And then all of a sudden he can't get one to fall as Alistair Flack has re-entered the game. Flack drives baseline. Flack has Bushnell in his face. Flack ends up on the floor. And they're going to give the ball back to the Penguins as Tavani has come up on his feet. So are there, let's see, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are there any specials for DU students if they come to the Mechanics Bank down at 904 4th Street in San Rafael and sign up for a checking account?
Well, we have a very nice, smart, and easy checking account right now. The nice thing about it is that we reverse all ATM charges that you get at other banks, you know, the $3, the $2. You go to any bank, we'll reverse those charges at the end of the month.
You hear that, DJ Lefty?
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. And I have to change my bank.
Excellent service from the staff at the San Rafael branch and all of our branches. We're proud supporters of a lot of nonprofit organizations. We're proud to be a part of the community.
Well, and we are very thankful to have you as part of the DU Athletics family in the Field of Dreams. I know Mechanics Bank is a big part of this thing. In fact, that's why you guys have a huge banner hanging up over
that's
there.
That's correct. And Mr. and Mrs. Barlow, too, are very proud supporters of the Athletics, the Dominican Athletics.
10:27 to go, fans, after Chavez cans a two ball. Here's Gibson left wing for three. No, he missed another one. But that's his shot, Lefty, all night long. It's been Gibson way outside. 10:18 to go, fans. Now Ryan, now Fahey with a head fake. Kick out Kruger. Back to the top of the key goes Alistair, way up there. Alistair's about 2 feet from the back court line, the timeline. Kruger back up to Ryan. Now Ferreira, right side. Fahey gets it down low to Flack. Ferreira thinks three ball. 9 seconds. Here's Ryan. Ryan bumps off. Ryan has it tipped out. Gibson's got it 2-on-1 against Flack. Left side. They go up with it. Oh, and the layup from the left side by Brandon Monty. And a timeout's been called. All right, folks. One more time. This is Paul Allen from the Mechanics Bank.
Thank you, Stuart, for having us. And go Penguins.
Hey, that's a good call. They're at 904 4th Street fans and on the web at mechbank.com. All right, Paula, thank you very much for sitting in.
Thank you.
Good appearance. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lefty. Boy, that's another great guest. The Mechanics Bank is a $5,000 sponsor to DU Athletics in the Field of Dreams. And she's a new point contact for DU Athletics. This is her first time at DU. Boy, good job, Paula. 9:44 to go, 46-30. DJ Lefty's now talking to Paula about her spectacular appearance here on DU Radio. So this timeout's going to be sponsored by the Mechanics Bank. One more time, 904 4th Street, mechbank.com. If I didn't say it enough, you didn't get a chance to write it down. Paula Allen, folks. All right. Good job, Paula. 9:44 to go. 46-30. All right, Lefty, good work there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lefty, if the two teams combined score 100 points. Oh, brother. No look behind the back pass from Alistair Flagg to Kruger on the inbounds. And the Penguins convert the deuce 48-30. If the two teams together, Lefty, score 100 points, that's an aggregate total, then Puentes Taqueria is donating a burrito to everybody in the house. And I'm going to say there's 600 people here right now.
Are they going to give us burritos?
Well, we're here. That's Bobby true. Is a great guy. He's a very, very generous man. In fact, I think he might be coming on the air with us later, although I'm not sure. I haven't seen him yet.
Excellent. I would like a burrito.
Yeah. So we have to hope that the Penguins and the Pioneers together can score 100 points. The Penguins are at 48, and there's 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go, so it looks like we're right on pace to score right about an aggregate total of 100. Here's Gibson now on the inbounds. Gibson's got it. Gibson with the foot slide. No whistle. Here's a jumper on the buzzer. Reniker, no. And the Penguins can't get the rebound. I thought the ball was in the air when the buzzer sounded. But the shot clock reset. Gibson out there on the right wing. They flip it up to Webster. Now Gibson, three ball. Yes. Oh, man. That Gibson's a shooter.
Well, finally, he made one. No offense, but...
He takes a lot of shots, you're right, but that's his fourth three ball, maybe his fifth. Now the inbounds, and the Penguins can't hold on to the possession. Pioneers steal it away, 360 move by Aaron Reniker, the 6'3" freshman. He goes 360 toward the hoop, and Havlicek reaches in and swats at him, and he's fouled, 48-33. So let's do our math here. How many is that? That's 81 points, isn't it? So now it's 48-34. So if we get the free burrito, we need another 18 points. I think that's doable. I mean, Pat Fahey may score another 18 points himself.
Probably. The Penguins are on fire. I think they're going to score at least 18 more points.
The second
so we're
one's
all
going to
get burritos.
Oh, man, it's burrito night here.
Excellent.
Well, and that's courtesy of Puentes Taqueria for the best burritos in town. You can find them online at Puentes.com. Now the Penguins are back on offense after the second one was missed, and Havlicek got the rebound. 8:15 to go. Left, right, Ferreira goes indoors to Fahey down low. Now he softs it up to Havlicek. Havlicek with a push-up. Gibson with a steal. Gibson two-on-two against Alistair. Gibson goes left, goes right, kick back outside. He gets it off to Andrew Webster. On the way, Webster missed it very short. Webster gets his own rebound on the putback, yes. 48-36. That's 84. 16 points away from free burritos for everybody in the house. 7:46 to go as the ball is flung out of bounds by the Penguins, and Souza has entered the game in place of Havlicek.
Stuart's so excited for these free burritos.
Well, no, and I'll tell you what. If we get to 100, this place is going to explode.
With free burritos.
With free burritos.
Excellent.
And you get a certificate for it. You don't have to order it up tonight.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think Puente's going to want to cook up 600 free burritos at 11 o'clock at night.
I wouldn't want to.
I'll tell you what, those guys, Puentes Taqueria is a pretty nice guy. He'd probably do it if we asked him to.
I bet they would.
Souza's got it on the right wing now. Puentes Taqueria has been there 11 years.
Wow.
Montecito Plaza. I remember the day they opened, and that's the truth. And now Souza throws it out of bounds. No, it was tipped out by Gibson. 7:35 to go. 48-36. DU. Time's running out on the burrito giveaway thing. Now the Penguins bring it in. Fahey for the long three ball. He missed it left side. Nick Fahey has entered the game. He's out there with Kruger. And now the up and under by Brandon Monty is no good. Coach Cretion hates that call. That there was no call. That was just a big block, says Tavani, but a foul was called on. Fouls against Pat Fahey, 48-36 fans, and this one goes down by Brandon Monty. Pat Fahey with the foul. Get that burrito maker ready. Pat Fahey gets yanked, and Adam Chavez is back in.
Now back to the line. Brandon Monty, the top scorer for Pacific Union. You ever been to Pacific Union?
No, actually.
Lefty? It's up in Napa.
Oh, okay.
7:22 to go. It's a real nice campus. Now here is Adam Chavez. He goes to Alistair Flack. Everybody in the house wants Flack to hurry up and get rid of it so the Penguins can score and get closer to the burrito thing. Oh, the push-off by Nick Fahey. No call. Indoors and down low. Chavez jumper. Oh, it doesn't go. 48-38. And Gibson hits the deck and hits it hard. 7:02 to go. 48-38. The Penguins have been stuck on 48 forever.
I think even the referees want free burritos.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's why they're not calling all the minor fouls. They're like, let's get to the burritos, man.
Yeah. Well, we're 14 points away from the burritos and 7 minutes to go. That seems totally doable.
Someone has to score.
Here goes Gibson, three ball on the way. Oh, Gibson in and out. Oh, and the fans were wanting that one to go. And here's a long pass from Alistair Flack in transition. And the foul. They call off the shot as Tavani throws the hands to the shoulders for a timeout. So DJ Lefty and I are here with, the timeout is brought to you by CMS, Corporate Media AV Rentals. Audio-visual rental sales and installation for over 40 years, Lefty. You can find them on the net at cmsrents.com. CMS supporters of Dominican Athletics in the Field of Dreams. So it's not only senior send-off night tonight, but it's also kind of like Field of Dreams night. It's not kind of like it. It is it.
And it's free burrito night.
Well, that is if the aggregate score of the two teams is over 100. 48-38, the burrito countdown. Lefty's on the burrito countdown. So how many points do we have to go, Lefty, till the burritos roll?
Don't let me do math. Hold on. Let me see. Let me write this down.
Lefty is actually writing it down.
I told you I can't do math very well.
48-38. That's 86, I think.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you, Lefty. Just the confirmation.
14 points, Stuart.
14 points to go, fans, until the burritos roll.
So it's possible, burrito night. It's looking like it's going to be
potential burrito night. Things were looking good there on the free burrito thing, but now the Penguins have been stymied for the last 3.5 minutes. They haven't scored. It's 48-38. Penguins are only up by 10 now. Penguins were walking away with this thing, and now they're not walking anywhere, but backward. Souza's got it on the quick up and in, or the quick inbounds, I should say. There was no in. Quick in. Kruger. Nick Fahey's got it under the hoop. Kruger thinks three ball, doesn't want to do it. Penguins work the wheel on the outside. Now Alistair gets it to Nick. Now Kruger. Left elbow. Kruger's getting worked. Kruger works it. Oh, Kruger gets slammed by Cameron Barnes, and Kruger will go to the line. That's a fourth team foul. And the foul's not by Cameron Barnes, but by Benny Gibson.
Huh. I bet they were discussing their free burritos and which ones they're going to get.
You mean like what kind?
Yes. Hmm. What you're going to put in your burrito, because I know what I'm going to put in my burrito.
All right, we'll get to the play-by-play on Lefty's burrito in a second.
I'm really hungry.
Yes, Kruger cans the first one. We're 13 points away, fans. Okay, 13 points. That's pretty good stuff. 6:16 to go. 13 points. We can do that. And if not, I mean, I might send you out there, Lefty, to throw a few. Oh, this one's good. We're 12 points away. 6:16 to go, fans. Fuentes has given away free burritos to everybody in the house if the aggregate score of both teams 100. And I think they're going to be making a lot of burritos. And now, Pacific Union takes it the distance. Brandon Monty can't get it to fall. Adam Chavez has got a 50-38. Adam drives the lane. He's got it back out. He gets it back outside to Nick Fahey. Fahey wants to get it back to Chavez, but it's too many guys on that side. Back over to Nick. Now Nick's on the soft side. Low bounce pass to Alistair with a jumper. Alistair Flack gets it in. Now it's 10 points away. 5:39 to go.
10 points to the burritos.
52-38. Now Gibson's got it. It's stolen away by Alistair. Flack's one-on-one. He's going in against Barnes. Flack missed the layup, but he's fouled. fifth team foul committed. Oh, no, the foul's on Flack.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I thought Flack was fouled on. Flack with a brilliant steal. Took it the distance, and then he couldn't get it to go. In fact, he not only couldn't get it to go, he picked up the foul.
54-38. 5:17 to go. Here's the left side. Oh, no. Souza reached in, and Souza smacked down on the dribbling left arm of Cameron Barnes. Seventh team foul now committed by the Penguins. It's on Souza. Barnes to the line. This one's in and out. Taken down by Nick Fahey. I'm not going to say I'm nervous yet. 54-38 on the burrito countdown, Lefty, but I'm getting there. Souza, some great hand control. He's up against Bushnell. Souza now, kick out to Al. Flack thinking about it. They get it top of the key. Adam Chavis on the way. Chavis with a double pump. Gets rejected. Cameron Barnes down with it. Barnes goes coast to coast. No look left side. Brandon Monte. Oh, no bucket whistle. Penguin ball.
Because it was a charge.
That's Monty's second with the push. Adam Chavis will bring the ball in. Penguins do get it in to Souza. Oh, Souza gives it away, and it ends up in the coach's hands. That's Robert Castillo. 54-38, fans. 4:46 to go.
Now, can anybody shoot baskets and get the burrito score up? Or?
Yeah. Just
okay, just hold
total
roll,
score of the two teams. Adam Chavis gets it into the backcourt to Alistair Flack. Flack was yelling at Chavis. Chavis was looking the other way. So Flack's just going to bring it up himself. Flack tried to pass it off to Nick Fahey, but instead he passes it off to the DU cheerleaders. Now, I don't know if the DU cheerleaders score. Does that count? No, I don't think so. I think they have to be one of these two teams. Nick Fahey's got it on the up and in, and Fahey's fouled. No, that's Kruger. What am I saying? He's got the same beard as Fahey. Fahey and Kruger are right there, 31 and 32.
They do kind of have the same beard going on. Yeah, you're right.
I thought it was Fahey there, but Fahey wears O.J. Simpson's old number. And Kruger wears 31. He's on the line. Kruger on the way with backspin perfectly. 55-38. And Valderrama's going to enter the game in place of Alistair Flack, a re-enter. We're 93 points right now, I think. Points away from 600 burritos. On the way, Kruger, yes. Holy cow. I feel a burrito onslaught coming on. Now Valderrama stole it away for an instant, but Cameron Barnes picks it up as Bushnell passes it off. Barnes drives right side off the glass. Oh, Barnes. Foul is called against the Penguins, Chris Souza. Souza is a 6'2" junior out of Marysville. You know where Marysville is?
No.
All right. That's kind of between Chico and Sacramento.
Okay. Well, I'm from Southern California. I can tell you a little bit about the geography down there. But.
Well, like, for instance, you told me where Hartford was, wasn't it? No. What was it? I don't even remember what it was. But you did tell me something. Ray Chavis has re-entered the game down in place.
I believe you.
What was it?
I don't remember. My memory is just as shot as yours.
First one's missed. Who said my memory's shot? You don't got to make me feel bad just because you don't know.
You don't got to make me feel bad.
No,
eh?
that's that doesn't seem very sporting of you, Lefty. Usually you speak to me with respect, but right
you know
there,
I respect you.
Right there, you kind of hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you mocked my speech, my use of the English language.
Because you always tell us in class to speak properly on the air.
Well, I know, but I was so taken aback by being attacked by you, my whole speech thing just fell apart. 4:23 to go. Lefty and I are here, and we're just kidding each other because we're really on the burrito countdown. It's 56-39. Lefty, do your math quickly. That's 95 points.
Hey, we're 5 points away from the burrito now, right?
Oh, man.
Stuart's so excited.
Well, I am. Pat Huser just confirmed we're 5 points away.
from the burritos.
You better get ready with that burrito, y'all. It's going to be big. All right. 600 burritos going to be given away by Puentes Taqueria if 5 more points are scored. And there's 4 minutes and 23 seconds to do it, Lefty.
And I'd just like to say that the people who play the music at timeouts are doing excellently tonight because I really like Wham. I like George Michael, just so you know. And they played the Rocky theme song earlier. Wow, it just made me happy.
.423 to go. And now the overhead announcer has actually reminded everybody that there's only 5 points to go till the free burrito thing happens. Here's Ray Chavez. That's going to be courtesy of Puentes Taqueria fans.
I'm so excited.
That's pretty large. Let's hope they do it. Boy, wouldn't it be terrible if in 4 minutes they couldn't score 5 more points between them? Now Ray Chavez is fouled by Brandon Monty, the 6'2" sophomore. He's out of Las Flores, California. Now that's got to be down south. Las Flores?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, brother. All right.
Let me look on this here. Let me see
now
what I've heard of.
Now, if that's down south, here's Ray to get us within 4 points. Oh, yes, Ray knocks it down. 4 points to go till burrito time. 4:05 to go, fans. I shouldn't focus on that, but it's kind of a neat
thing. But it's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's burrito time.
On the way, Ray. Unflappable, Chavez. What are you getting on your burrito?
I'm probably going to get some really good cheese, probably some beef, rice, whatever else.
58-39, fans.
Oh, and a lot of sour cream.
3:52 to go. Penguin fans demanding defense out of the team. Or I don't know what they're saying. I think it's defense. Now Adam Chavez with the rebound. After the jumper by the Pioneers, no. Ray, baseline. Oh, Ray Chavez has Bushnell jump over his head. And Ray Chavez with such excellent patience, Bushnell flew over his head.
Just like to remind everybody, we're 1 point away from burrito.
Yeah,
man.
That's right.
1
60-39, fans. 1 point to go. Until the overhead announcer blows out the speaker, shrieking free burritos for everybody in the house. So if you're not here in the Conlin Center, and there are people listening right now in the Conlin Center, but if you're not here, fans, run in here. You're going to get a free burrito if 1 more point is scored. Here's Brandon Money the line for the free burrito. 600. Oh, there it is, a 600 burritos.
Everyone claps.
Puentes right. Taqueria giving away all the free burritos, 600 of them.
I'm so excited.
Man, get the tortillas ready. I'm going down there tomorrow.
Me too.
I'm going to march right in there and demand my free burrito.
Oh, man.
That's a good call. Okay, 101 cumulative points scored, so we'll knock it off on the burrito thing. Here's Adam Chavez goes coast to coast, and he walks with it.
Aww.
Chavez just took 2 massive steps. There were such huge steps, so softly taken through the key, that he was called with a walk, but I'm not sure I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a big, long stride, and sometimes it looks like he's taking more steps than he is, but sometimes he's not.
3:18 to go. 60-41. The Penguins are still in control of this, only by 19. And now Josh Jewett, the freshman out of Phoenix, Arizona, he's at 6'6", has just entered the game for the first time tonight with 3:14 to go.
I don't mean to sound mean or weird, but Josh Jewett is so skinny. Look how skinny he is.
Well, he's only a freshman. Put 75 pounds on him, he's going to rule the league. You're right, though. Jewett's a tall, 6'6", skinny guy, and he wears 44. That's Olivia Williams' old number.
Wow.
Now that Williams is retired as a Penguin. Well, she's not totally retired.
Not yet.
Penguin women still have a couple more league games to go against Bethany and Menlo, and then the conference championships. But Williams, no more games at home. Her final night of play along with Jennifer Jackson was tonight. Now inbounds, the Penguins have it with 3 minutes exactly. Penguin men looking to move to 13-1 if they can get past the Pioneers tonight. 2:53, Ray's got it on the right wing. Penguins want to use a little bit of the shot clock. Ray Chavez now throws it away to Jewett. Jewett comes in right in front of the broadcasting area. He kicks off right side to Andrew Webster. Webster takes it. Webster backs up. Webster buckles. He can't get it to go. Down with it, Kruger. Adrian Valderrama's got it now with 2.5 to go, fans. 60-41. Valderrama is calling out the play. Left side, Kruger. Now over to Nick Fahey. Back up to the top, Ryan Trammell and Kruger. Kruger's got Jouette on him. Now they go to the left elbow to Ray. Ray, one step. Ryan with a turnaround hook shot. No, Ryan tipped it out. But Aaron Reniker comes down with it. They go right side. Long three ball, Bushnell. Ooh, brother. Well, nobody indicated a three ball. So I guess it was only two. 60-44, 156. The Penguins zigzag up and down the court. Now they kick off. Stolen away. It was intended for Ryan Trammell, but it won't go. 146 to go. Now Bushnell's got it. He goes between the circles. He calls out play number two. 25 on the shot clock. 140 to go. Andrew Webster's got it. He's got Ray Chavis in his face. Outside, Jouette hits the side of the backboard from the baseline. That was not Jouette's best play. 126 to go. Timeout called by head coach Brett Tavani. And this timeout, fans, is brought to you by 600 Burrito Strong, Puentes Taqueria, right down there at Montecito Plaza. Puentes Taqueria giving a free burrito to everybody in the house. And Lefty has described her. Now, Lefty, can I talk you out of the beef thing? Do you have to go with meat?
I told you, Stuart, I was a vegetarian for 6 years of my life. So
why don't you go with a little extra rice?
How about I just go with some shredded lettuce for you? How about that? Instead of beef.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. The end of the timeout's come. The clock rolls. 1:19 to go. Left side. Nick Fahey. I wonder if Punt has opened late tonight.
Maybe.
Ooh. Kruger's got it. Now they hand it off to Nate. Nate over to Todd Bergman into the hands of the DU cheerleaders. 1:09 to go as the clock stops. Penguins will have it after it was tipped out. Inbounds now from Fahey to Kruger. Kruger steps around. Kruger took two massive steps too many. 1:06 to go. Only 3 seconds rolled off on that play. And Jouette brings it in. Bushnell's got it. He goes behind the back. Left wing now. They work it back to the top of the key. Manny Gonzalez got it. Andrew Webster. Webster's got Shelton hanging on him. Shelton in his final night of play. Kick out Jouette. Back out to Bushnell. 15 on the shot clock. Turnaround jumper by Reniker. On the way. Bounces around and kicks out. Kruger with a rebound. 35 seconds to go, fans. 60-43. 31 seconds now. 25 on the shot clock. Scott Shelton's got it. Shelton with some good work in the first half. Kicked out of bounds off of Jouette. No, they call it out off of Todd Bergman. Bergman, Shelton, and Nate Rogoff in their final 22 seconds of collegiate hoops.
Wow.
15 seconds to go, fans, in this one. The Penguins are going to go to 13-1 in league as Souza gets ready to come in with Wells. And now it's stolen by Bergman. Bergman goes left side, lays it up. Oh, he missed it. 4 seconds. Now Pioneers throw it up. 2 seconds on the buzzer. One. That's game. Penguins win. 60-43.
And burritos for all.
Everybody gets a free burrito in the house. There's about 600 people here. DJ Lefty, good job. Excellent work as usual. Ian Tonks in the house, ladies and gentlemen. 60-43. Your final. Great night tonight. Senior send-off night. DU radio shout-out to Nate Rogoff, to Todd Bergman, and Scott Shelton. Those guys have been great DUs. Great Penguins. And as much as I wish them well, I also hate to see him go, Lefty. I'm sure you understand. Rogoff and I have been together 4 years. I've been watching that kid not only watch his game develop, but watching him grow up, really, right here at the Conlin Center. So both teams now with five high fives, low fives all around. Classy move by Benny Gibson coming in, making sure he heads up everybody. Gibson with some massive three-ball work tonight. Boy, oh boy, can that guy fire the threes. 60-43, your final, fans. Our next broadcast will be, well, you want to check the website, but we're going to be bringing you the CalPAC tournament live from Cal State East Bay. That's going to wrap it up, though, for Lefty and I this season.
from the Conlin Center anyway. We will have the tournament from Cal State East Bay beginning on the 21st. Check the website for the times. Lefty and I will see you next year. Lefty and I will be bringing you some softball, too, under Coach Bob Herman. If you want to check the website for that, why don't you just check the website just about every day, fans. How about that? All right, folks, that's going to do it. Lefty, any parting words? Words of wisdom, knowledgeable moments?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about my burrito. I'm sorry.
All right,
I have
Leo, one more time, shout out from Brett. And that's going to do it. Lefty gets a shout out from me. Stuart Horn with you. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. It's been great. We'll see you at the tournament, radio.dominican.edu.